Hello everyone, it's Bob McCraney with This Month in Realty, and today I'm super happy to have back Kimberly Barton. Kimberly is the owner of Kinetic Realty in Annapolis, Maryland. Kimberly, tell us about the market in Annapolis.
Well, the market is seeing a few more homes come to the market, so that is encouraging for those people that think there's nothing out there to buy. In fact, we actually have, between resale homes and new construction, more than 350 homes available.
Wow.
So that's encouraging for many people who are hearing the opposite. So as that goes, they're also going under contract in about 6 days. So you don't have the opportunity to sleep on it if you see something that you think really would work for you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. So the market is speeding up. I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Inventory is still down, but it's speeding up the sales process. So which would make me wonder, if I'm a seller, can I find a house I really, really want if I sell my house, which I kind of still don't want anymore? You know, I'm kind of over my house.
If you are actually in the position where you need to make a move, there are homes available. You're not necessarily going to be able to find them as easily as just, you know, opening up the internet and, you know, looking on Zillow or some of the other third-party applications. The best thing to do is to align yourself with a real estate professional in the area that you're looking to buy in, because we actually have the ability to give you a little bit better overview of what is available. As I mentioned a few moments earlier, there are a lot of homes that builders are poised to build. So depending on your time frame, you may be in a position to purchase a new build, which a lot of people find very exciting because they can pick their own trims, or they can only, you know, kind of decorate it the way they want. So with the resale inventory we have currently available, there are about 100 properties. And if nothing there matches you, and those are those that you will probably find on most third-party aggregator sites that show real estate. But once you work with a real estate professional, they're going to actually be able to expand that for you into a lot of different areas, and you will have access to probably closer to 400 properties that could work for you.
Okay. Excellent. Good numbers there too. So it's the heat of the summer. What is there to do that's fun in Maryland?
Maryland is one of the unique states where we have not just coastal, but we also have mountains. And one of the things that is really cool during the summer is obviously finding locations that give you the opportunity to cool off, like the water. We have the Eastern Shore, where you've got boating and kayaking, biking. You've got the mountains, which you can do a lot of hiking and whitewater rafting. If you have the opportunity, there are a lot of really great areas to connect to. Because if you like to kayak, you've got a lot of the wildlife tours you can go on, where they're going through the areas both on the western and the eastern side of the Bay Bridge. And if you're interested in history, and that's one of the things I love to go into the mountains, where you have a lot of historical homes to visit. You have things about the Civil War, which are very interesting to look at, you know, all from Frederick all the way down to, you know, budding right up until Virginia. So there are a lot of things to do both indoors and outdoors in that regard.
I just remember driving across the Bay Bridge every weekend as a kid, and that is such a big, big bridge. And I've driven it now as an adult, and it's still just as big. So,
yeah. And excellent. The thing is, a lot of people think the only thing to do is go over the Bay Bridge to Ocean City. There's so many stops along the way. You've got historic Chestertown, which is, you know, a vibrant small town where they have really cool restaurants. And if you are into eating seafood, you can experiment with crabs and oysters. And if you are into ecological, environmental, saving the environment type of thing, there are some working vacations you can take. In fact, a couple weekends ago, we had the actor Kevin Bacon and his brother in Annapolis. They were actually playing at one of our stage venues here in downtown Annapolis. And what they did before they went on stage is they spent some time with our oyster recovery group, planting things, you know, some water type of plants, and helping with the oyster recovery programs and the Chesapeake Bay wildlife. It was really neat. Yeah. And again, that's something that we all can do, just to get out there and enjoy the water, have some community, and do the environment some good.
Excellent. 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 So how would somebody reach you?
They can reach me at 443-222-0857 by phone or text, or they can email me at Kimberly at the letter K, last name Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, realtor.com.
Okay, great. Come back next time.
Sounds good.
Okay, tune in next month to hear more from Kimberly and other real estate experts around the United States and Canada. Take care.